Man, what a show. What a week of shows, honestly, this week.
It's crazy. Well, it's only Tuesday, so we've only
done
two.
It feels like we've done 12.
It does, doesn't it?
It does. You know, we mentioned this briefly during the show, but I don't know if there's any place else you can get the sort of coverage on the Tucker Carlson situation from the inside than you got in hour two of this program today.
Yeah. We had Bill O'Reilly. He's got quite a bit of experience with this kind of stuff. And Megyn Kelly. And they, you know, they disagree with each other on a lot of things, but they disagree with each other's analysis on what happened to Tucker Carlson. I see the truth kind of a little bit from both of them, but we all have Bennett Fox, left Fox, and we feel for Tucker Carlson deeply. By the way, they're saying that he's going to run for president. No. Not a chance.
That does not seem.
Not a chance. So you get all your Tucker Carlson news. Also, if you'd like to dump Fox, I mean, I personally think Fox is over. Wait until you hear Bill's analysis of this. Fox is just over. You can't dump your only guy, really, and expect to, you know, be that flag bearer for a movement. So many people said they were dumping Fox Nation. You can do that by going to blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code dumpfox. Try that. And you'll save $20 off your annual subscription. Brought to you by American Giant. In the 1960s, 95% of the clothing in America made right here. Now, 97% is made overseas. Complete reversal. Everything we have now made by somebody else. This is not sustainable. I'd like to welcome American Giant back as a sponsor this year. They began in 2012 when a clothing factory in North Carolina was going to shut down. They worked with the factory to invest in new machinery and skill development. Now it's 10 years later, and today they make the best hoodie you'll ever own and a lot of other really high-quality clothing with cotton that is grown here in America, milled in America, cut and sewn right here in America. American Giant, bringing that giant of America back in all we do. Buy American today. American-Giant.com. American-Giant.com/Glenn. If you use the slash Glenn, you will save. American-Giant.com/Glenn.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
Hello, welcome to the Glenn Beck program.
Author.
We're glad you're here. Thank you so much for listening. We're joined by Pat Gray.
Hi, Pat.
Pat Gray.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Glad giddy. You're here. Big day, huh?
Yeah. I'm giddy today.
Are you?
Yeah.
Me too. I'm giddy not only because they have silenced the most dangerous man to ever be on TV.
Thank heaven.
Yeah.
What a dangerous man.
Dangerous man he was. But
I hesitate to even say his name. He's so dangerous.
Me too. Well, I will tell you this. I learned from The Atlantic. His replacement is going to be worse.
Well, look what happened when they replaced Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck after they were both forced out.
Yeah.
Fired.
Fired. Dragged in the streets, bloody.
Anybody else getting a little sick and tired of seeing that lie repeated even a decade later?
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Jeez, I can't take it.
Yeah. Anyway, so glad they got that extremist out. But another extremist is coming. You know
One that's worse than Tucker Carlson.
Gotta be worse.
Just like if someone else wins the nomination, that person will be worse than Trump.
Yes.
No matter who it is.
No.
Yeah,
they've already said that.
Yeah.
DeSantis is worse.
Especially if it's DeSantis, he's worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
yeah.
like you're telling, mm-hmm. if Nikki Haley wins this,
she's worse.
She's worse than Hitler.
Yep.
I don't know where you go from Hitler. I mean, Genghis Khan was pretty bad.
Well, you go to
maybe.
Trump. They've already said Trump is worse than Hitler. So now this person will be worse.
Who's worse than Trump? Then wow, that's weird.
It's it won't no be one. Said until the person wins.
Wow. No okay. one is worse than Trump.
All right. So anyway, really?
No one. Not Mao.
Not Mao.
Not Pol Pot, who killed, 2/3 of his country?
Idi Amin?
Idi Amin.
No.
Not worse.
Darn it.
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah.
Genghis Khan.
No.
Genghis Khan?
No. No. Wow. I mean, you talk about being in a fashion reminiscent of Genghis. You're talking Donald Trump. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is weird. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the president did what anyone who is running for office, public office, you know, you could go the old-fashioned way of having a big rally and make a big announcement and have people, you know, screaming behind you. And it's like, and, you know, hoopla. He went, I think, the much smarter way. He just made a commercial and released it in the middle of the night. Yeah, sure, counterintuitive a little bit, but that's what makes this guy genius.
Really? That's one of the many things.
Many things that makes him genius. So now let's continue on with his announcement that was released in the middle of the night. Here it is.
Books and telling people who they can love, all while making it more difficult for you to be able to vote.
Yeah, that's what the Republicans are doing.
That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. There he is with Kamala, two of the most popular people on the planet. They're hugging people, sniffing
when
hair.
I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America.
Yes.
And we still are.
Mm-hmm. We haven't killed
the
it
question
yet.
We're facing is whether in the years ahead we have more freedom or less freedom.
That is
the,
is that
more the rights or fewer? I know what I want the answer to be, and I think you do too.
Yeah, he wants it less.
Fewer.
This is not a time to be complacent.
This is stuck.
That's why I'm running for re-election.
Because
I know America.
Oh, he does.
He does. He knows it.
He's working class.
I know
class
we're
job.
Good and decent well, people.
Lunch back.
I know we're
lunch
still a country that believes in honesty and respect, and treating each other with dignity. That we're a nation where we give hate no safe harbor. We believe that everyone is equal, that everyone should be given a fair shot to succeed.
We do, even white people.
Thank you for choosing us.
Every generation of Americans has faced a moment when they have to defend democracy. Stand up for our personal freedom. Stand up for the right to vote and our civil rights. Mm-hmm. And this is our moment.
Oh, there he is running. He was running.
That's so
great. I have energy, I swear. This is great.
We got to call Lynn at 9 a.m. every day, but I have energy to run three or four steps.
No, it was 9:03 last week. Oh, day. 9:03.
He made it all the way to 9:03.
He did. He did.
That's a hard work day.
It is.
He was probably working on this in the middle of the night.
Probably.
Okay, so that's a special end. Now, let me just correct me if I'm wrong. I think we're all clear on the Biden strategy. Here it is. Yesterday you read he's not giving any press conferences. The fewest press conferences of any president. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fewest press conferences. So he's not out there. He's putting a lid on things as Pat said, at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, Pat said 9:03. I was only going to give him 9 o'clock, but Pat gave him 9:03, which was the accurate
time. I wanted to be accurate.
Okay. Yeah. So, here's the strategy. I think silence everyone who is against you. Make sure there's no one that can say anything against you. Then no press conferences, no rallies. Stay in your basement. Silence your own voice so you can't screw it up. And hope Donald Trump wins the nomination. And then you're done.
Worked for him last time.
Yeah, I think that is the same thing that he did last time, and that's the strategy.
And the silencing thing is really a huge part of it, where it's not just silencing, you know, people like Tucker Carlson or opponents on social media, taking AM radios out of cars.
Yes.
They're trying to do that now.
By the way, you should, Congress is, do you have the the text? You should let Congress know. You've got to put AM radios in cars. This is the way to silence talk show.
Well, think about this. How long have we talked about this? What would our country be without Fox News Channel and talk radio? Those two things are under direct attack right now.
Yeah.
Right? Fox News seems to be changing into something else that is not Fox News.
Yep.
And they are literally talking about seriously taking AM cars, radios out of new cars. If you want to get involved with this, by the way, you can text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. We do desperately. Again, it's text AM to 52886. It's worth your time to do that.
Yeah, they've got a period here of a chance to keep AM radio in cars. This is extraordinarily important, especially this is the way they've been wanting to get rid of talk radio. They've been wanting to get rid of it since the 1980s. They finally have an opportunity that doesn't look like it's political. It absolutely is political. Period. It's political.
The AM radio interferes with the electric circuitry of the EV vehicle. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
And that could shut down your car. It's a lot like if you have your cell phone on. How many times have you crashed in a plane when your cell phone's been on?
Oh, man. I forgot to turn mine off one time.
You didn't turn it off or put it in an airplane mode.
Horrible, fiery plane crash.
Yeah. Over and over and over and over, you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing will happen
with
AM radios and EVs.
Oh, wow.
They don't want to. They just have to for our own safety.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got that going for us.
We should also note part of the silencing strategy is silencing his opponents in the Democratic primary. None of them are going to get debates. I mean, again, Marianne Williamson.
He's already said, hasn't
RFK
he?
Jr.
They're not doing debates.
They're not going to do debates. I mean, maybe if Gavin Newsom or somebody who is more of a threat came in, they would do a debate. Who knows? But likely you will get no debates. And you will get very few words from the actual president. He will do very, very little and try to avoid the spotlight because every time he talks, he's a literal embarrassment to all of the country. So this is the strategy. Hide in your basement and hope. And the reason, again, Donald Trump, who, by the way, they had the same strategy in 2016, didn't work out all that well for them. But the idea is everyone's made up their mind on Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a good chunk of the country that doesn't like him, as we all know, and the media will be there to reinforce every one of those themes. And they will go down this road with a built-in 47% voting for them just out of default. And all they have to do is pick off a few people.
They have to have violence from the right. They have to have it.
Mm.
It's the only thing, because things will get so bad in the next 18 months. I really believe we are just an event away, from collapse. And they're not going to introduce this currency right away. They're just going to let inflation just eat us alive. I was talking to Tim Kennedy yesterday, did a podcast. It'll be out on Thursday. And Tim and I were talking and he said this inflation, nobody knows. He said in a year from now, you know, when your eggs are $9, it's going to be a problem. And he's watching what's going on. He's seeing that the dollar is losing its value overnight. It's losing value.
Already the price is what, tripled on
eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's out of control.
Out of control already. And England is going through this. You know, the regular British breakfast, which I think has blood pudding in it. So, I mean, it's, you know, you can pass on that one. But I just read an article today. The average English breakfast is off the charts. I mean, if you look at the price of just breakfast over in England, it's almost a straight line up.
Mm.
That just ravages a country.
Yeah.
And unless they have riots in the streets, that's all anybody's going to be talking about.
Well, and the gas prices are skyrocketing again, too. And nobody's really talking about that very much.
So what is the possible plan? And also, may I just say, when he says there's no such thing as someone else's child, as he did yesterday, I think that's a problem. Let me play this. Cut one.
I could put a teacher's creed into words when she said, there's no such thing as someone else's child. No such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children.
No, no, that's not true. That's not true.
That's the opposite of true, though.
Yes,
so,
it is.
Good point,
so it has
Stu.
True in the sentence.
Sort of to the truth.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, sure. Not true. Not true at all. And if... You know, if you look at where we've been and the things we called crazy back then, In fact, this was said before. This happened to be said in 2013, and America went wild when it was a talk show host on MSNBC. Listen.
We have never invested as much in public education as we should have, because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families, and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
That is exactly what the president means when he says, you know, it's our collective children. That's exactly what he means. Now, when he said it, have we moved so far since 2013 that we no longer care about that statement? That's the way it happens.
But this is, of course, why the strategy is to keep him in his basement and not for him to speak. Because he says things like this. This is reminiscent of reminiscent of Genghis Khan, and also reminiscent of the guy in Virginia, McAuliffe, who ran and got on stage and said, hey, actually, you shouldn't have any input in how your kids are taught. That's the thing you're not supposed to say. Right? Mm-hmm. He keeps saying the things you're not supposed to say. You're supposed to do those things as a good progressive. You're not supposed to admit them in public.
This is the best of the Glenn Beck program, and we really want to thank you for listening.
Mr. Bill O'Reilly, how are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Beck?
Good. You know, I was talking to you, and I couldn't remember if you said this on the air or if you told me this off the air, but this is kind of what you said would happen if they settled or lost the Dominion case. You said you thought there would be a lot of house cleaning at Fox just because of the monetary damage. Do you think that's what happened to Tucker Carlson?
No. It was a look to the future. So, you know, it's a shame that we live in a country where the reporting is so lazy, sloppy, and dishonest because of agenda. That's number one. And, you know, I appreciate you having me on the program, and I appreciate your listeners actually trying to figure out what's going on, because it's important. You know, the Fox News Channel led to Donald Trump being elected president. That's a pretty strong historical situation.
Yeah.
Donald Trump would not have been president if not for the Fox News Channel.
Agree.
So now that's gone. I mean, Trump doesn't have that. He doesn't have that advantage in this upcoming election. So that's the big story here, other than the personalities. Now, shoot me the questions you want to know about what happened, and I will tell you what I know, which is most of it.
Okay, so then tell me the story. What happened?
Well, the company itself is in turmoil, not because of the Dominion settlement. They can well afford the $800 million because of people like you and me, which made them countless dollars in the past. So they got a $4 million war chest. It was the future lawsuits that led to Mr. Carlson's demise. And he didn't even know it, by the way. He had no clue. So yesterday at this time, 24 hours ago, the Tucker Carlson producers were in their morning meeting setting the lineup for Monday night. So all this bull about they made the decision on Thursday, last Thursday or Friday, it's all a bunch of crap. Mm-hmm. Okay? And
They might have made that decision.
No, they didn't, Beck.
Well,
there's only one guy who could make that decision.
Yeah, Rupert.
One. That's it.
Yeah.
But nobody else had anything to do with this decision other than to tell him.
Agree.
Yeah, you should get rid of Carlson. Carlson didn't have a lot of allies because nobody does. There's no Tammy Wynette in television news standing by your man.
No.
Okay?
No loyalty.
If the seas get choppy, you drown. And they'll help you drown. They'll throw you overboard. So, anyway, the reason that Rupert Murdoch made the decision was because his lawyers, Fox News lawyers, are saying, we got a lawsuit by this producer who came in and taped everything. So what does that tell you? tells you she came in with an agenda. Know, perhaps a plan, all right? Not unusual in these days. I'll tell you what, it's unbelievable what's happening in corporate America. But they have a lawsuit already filed in New York City. Apparently, they have tapes that the lawyer for the woman says, you know, we might put them out there. And those tapes do not make the Carlson broadcast look good. Number one. Number two, 60 Minutes Sunday night. Who's there? Ray Epps. Hey, Ray. Yep. Ray looking in the camera going, hey, Tucker Carlson ruined my life and the rap of my family.
It's a lawsuit.
What do you think is going to happen now, Beck?
Lawsuit.
You bet. You bet. Big one. Then you have Smartmatic. You've already gone over that. The other voting machine company, which really isn't that big a concern because they only had one county, L.A. County, that they did business with in the last election. So they'll get paid off, and it's not a big deal. But then they have the shareholders, the people that bought Fox News stock, that company's stock, and they're getting hammered, and they're going to sue people inside Fox News. That means board members. That means the Murdochs. That means all of those people for fraud. And that's going to be massive.
It's interesting to me that BlackRock just increased by, I think, 14% their holdings of News Corp, but they did it back in February.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good play now. I'm not sure. And so all of this is kept from the American public. They don't understand the political implication, which this hurts the Trump campaign big time. All right? And the business equation that was made and that caused the removal of Tucker Carlson. It was, as they say in The Godfather, it's business, not personal, Sonny. Okay?
So, Bill, how is this hurting the Trump campaign just because you think that this will really hurt Fox in ratings?
No, because in 16, and I was there, I did the first interview with Trump after he announced he was running for president. In 16, the Fox News channel was very favorable to Donald Trump, and the ratings skyrocketed. And he had access to almost every program to say what he wanted. I gave him the hardest time. But basically, the whole operation was pro-Trump and anti-Hillary. Now, the operation doesn't want Trump to be president. All right? And their viewership, already on the decline, and pretty seriously in the 25 to 54 range,
yeah,
as we discussed last time I was on a program,
yeah,
is going to be a free fall, an absolute free fall. They don't have anybody to put in at 8 o'clock. So that's the most key slot. There isn't one program on Fox News Channel that's growing in the ratings. Not one. They have no bench, and most importantly, everyone who works there is frightened. Mm. So you do the math, Beck.
What do you think of, I've heard a lot of people are canceling Fox Nation because he was a big part of that. Did documentaries, et cetera, et cetera. How do you think their online is going to do? Because,
well, all I can tell you is that last night, BillO'Reilly.com picked up 400 new premium members.
Yeah. Yeah, we're seeing an increase as well. I think people are canceling Fox Nation and canceling Fox. I think there's going to be real turmoil. What do you think that Tucker does?
He's going to make a fortune.
Do you think he has a non-compete in play? And if
well,
so, for how long?
Well, it doesn't even matter. Nobody's going to hire him in the corporate media.
No, I know that.
He's got nowhere to go there.
His non-compete would include anything electronic. You can't do electronic?
No, you absolutely can't do it. All you can do is direct competitor non-competes. So what he'll do is form his own agency like you have with the Blaze and I have with BillO'Reilly.com. He'll do a Rogan-esque podcast.
Yeah.
and he'll make a bloody fortune.
Yeah, he will. He will. Do you think he'll have the same impact that he had at Fox?
Well, look, this is what people don't understand again. The impact that television news has is maybe 60% less than it was.
Yes.
When I left 6 years ago, it's ironic, it's six, almost to the week, 6 years that I left. Because the balkanization of the news, driven by social media and the availability that people can watch whenever they want on their devices, has lessened the impact that the cables and the network news used to have. So, yeah, he's not going to be seen on a channel every night. But I can argue that in my operation, since I left Fox News, I've had four number one best-selling books, mm-hmm. tens of millions of dollars in revenue for my television operation. I've got 300 radio stations carrying my daily commentary. So you tell me.
Yeah, I will tell you that our footprint now is bigger than it was when it was when we were at Fox, and we're having our best year ever right now. And it's just different because people are there is no one gathering place. And that's the thing with cable news, the way it was before. There was one gathering place, and you would see those on in bars and everything else. There isn't that now. And
well,
that's the only
on, but nobody's paying attention to
correct.
It because it's boring.
Correct.
Look, the reason that you succeed is that you're not boring, Beck. It's not because of your good looks. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Okay. But you put on a program that people tune in to listen to on the radio because they don't know what you're going to say. They don't know where you're going to go. Carlson had that same appeal. So most television news presentations, you turn on the show, you know exactly what you're going to get because you get it every night. With Carlson, his talent was that he would come after situations in a different way. Now, if I had produced his program, I would have required more discipline and not because he got himself into trouble on a number of occasions when he didn't have to. Okay, you just had to do a little bit more reporting and back up stuff a little bit more. But that's just not important. He alienated the corporate media. They got him just like they got me. I don't know about your circumstance, but surely over the years, you've had a lot of pain brought to you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the bottom line on it. Again, these media corporations, whether it's Fox or CBS, NBC, they have no loyalty to anyone but the bank teller. Okay?
Yeah.
That's it. No matter how loyal you are, no matter how much money you made them, no matter what the circumstance is, if they feel you're a liability,
they're gone.
It's avalanche time for you.
The best of the Glenn Beck program.
Welcome to the one and only Megyn Kelly from the Megyn Kelly Show. She does on XM Sirius right after this program on the Triumph Channel 111. She also has her YouTube channel. That you can watch her show every day, the Megyn Kelly Show on YouTube. Welcome, Megyn. How are you?
Hi there. I'm great. How you doing?
Good. So I just talked to Bill O'Reilly, and his take on Tucker Carlson was that this is because of the threats of lawsuits. For instance, Ray Epps was on 60 Minutes on Sunday. It's not only just to destroy voices, but this gravely hurts the Trump campaign as well. What is your opinion on what happened with Tucker Carlson?
Well, Bill and I have had our disagreements, but he's brilliant. However, this is another disagreement. I don't think that Fox would be scared by that Ray Epps lawsuit at all. And I also think all the reporting that they got scared by this Abby Grossberg's lawsuit, a disgruntled, fired former low-level producer for Tucker and at one point Maria scared them even a little. She's got tapes. Okay, what does she have tapes of? People on his staff saying things. Tucker was never in the office. Tucker works from his home, either in Maine or down in Florida. He's. I guarantee you, Tucker's never had more than one conversation with Abby Grossberg. So she's not going to have Tucker Carlson on tape. And even if she did, Glenn, Fox does not fire people over random nasty comments to a low-level producer. It's certainly not their number one star.
Right.
That doesn't make sense. Now, Tucker's very controversial. Tucker's in the news every week for yet another thing. It is possible Rupert reached the end of his tether for Tucker, and there are reports that there may be some emails in connection with the Dominion lawsuit that we haven't seen that Tucker that they have in which Tucker lambasts people like Rupert.
Mm-hmm.
I also find it hard to believe that would lead him to fire Tucker because
money.
Rupert's been around the block. He's a tough guy. He doesn't offend easily.
Correct.
But it is true that if they think you're getting too big for your britches over there,
oh yeah,
they're not shy about sending you a message.
So at the end of the day, do you think that's it? But it, I mean,
I don't know.
It's weird.
Look, they do have to worry about shareholder lawsuits, which are coming in now in the wake of Dominion. You know, and it's not entirely Rupert's shop anymore. You know, he does have a board he has to answer to. I also think that if they have any desire to sell Fox News, and there's been rumblings about that, especially once Rupert is gone, they're going to want it to be, quote, more mainstream. And getting rid of Tucker mm-hmm. would be a good step. Getting rid of Dan Bongino would be another step.
That's crazy.
Maria Bartiromo might be another one, though I'm told Rupert absolutely loves her. So it's probably not an accident. She didn't go, even though they just paid out $800 million in connection with some of the things she said. So I don't know. But that makes sense to me. But I'm told by people who are in a position to know, no sale pending, no seller kicking the tires at the moment.
Now, there is something else going on. They're going into negotiation for their cable news contracts. I think that might play a role.
You know, that always comes up. But it takes a lot for these cable providers to tell somebody like Fox, we're not going to carry you because of the controversial man at 8. I mean, you saw, like, when that happened to OAN, it was a big deal. And that was because the whole channel is controversial. But one guy, I just don't believe it. Tucker's too much of a draw with the audience. And it would have to be a uniform position by, you know, DirecTV and Time Warner Cable and all of these people, mm-hmm. which it wouldn't be. Fox is too much of a moneymaker for the cable providers, too. I don't know what happened, but I do believe there's no way it happened without personal sign-off by Rupert.
So you left at the height of your career to go to NBC. I left arguably at the height to start The Blaze, which was crazy insane. Tucker is gone now, but I don't think he's going to get a mainstream cable network or show, and I don't think he would want it. But now there's endless opportunities for him to make gobs of money if that's what he's looking to do and to have a real impact, just not with any corporation. Right?
Yes. He'll be financially even better off once he goes on his own. I mean, I have no doubt of that. If he's smart, Tucker will do a subscription show where he never has to worry about advertiser boycotts again. You know, you always have to worry about lawsuits. You have to say factual, but there's insurance for that and so on. But I think he'd probably do a subscription service. And if he goes directly from Fox, he'll be well positioned to just crush it. I don't think he'll wind up signing up with a larger media ecosystem, whether it's The Blaze or The Daily Wire. Mm-hmm. Or I just think he's going to, if he does it, he'll do it on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing Tucker. But look, there are certain trade-offs, you know, having you and I are in the unique position of having worked, you know, at the very, very top of this cable company and then gone off on our own. For sure, your influence wanes in some ways. You know, I mean, I don't know that Tucker's going to have Ron DeSantis personally crafting his Ukraine policy to please Tucker if he's hosting a digital show.
Right, right.
You know, there's something about the Fox powerhouse that makes a lot of these politicians bend the knee, and Tucker in particular in that role. However, it's also the case that, you know, who's more influential, Ben Shapiro or Wolf Blitzer?
Right.
Like, we could go down the list. There are your voice, Ben Shapiro's voice, Joe Rogan. A lot of these voices in the digital space are much more relevant than 95% of the cable news anchors. So Tucker will have a bit of an influence drop in that way, but he will no longer have to do Fox's bidding. He will be able to cover whatever story he wants in whatever way he wants. And believe me, though the outside world might not know it, there were constraints put on him by Fox News. And there were things that he wanted to say that he couldn't, because you're not allowed to shoot inside the tent. And he can be free now to just say whatever he wants as soon as he gets out of his non-compete.
I will tell you that while it doesn't seem like your influence is as big, something has happened to me on influence in the last 6 months. I was at a store before Easter, a grocery store, and my wife said, "Oh, we forgot this. Can you go back and get it?" I had to come back to the checkout counter, and I said I couldn't get it. I was stopped too many times, and my kids have said, "Dad, what's going on with you? Because I'm being stopped so much now. Thank God, in a positive way, because I live in Texas. But there, you just don't recognize the influence because it's not in one place. Does that make sense?"
Yes. Well, I'll tell you the other thing. Ben Shapiro said this to me when I was trying to decide what my next move would be after NBC. And he said, you know, which is true, cable news is a dinosaur. It's dying. And only very, very old people are watching it.
Yeah.
And he said, if somebody stops me on the street who's over the age of 50 and says, "Oh, I love your work," I always know they know me from Fox News. Mm-hmm. And anybody under that age, I know they know me from my podcast.
Yes.
And I think that's true. I mean, the digital space is for tomorrow. It's much more forward looking. Cable news has still got, you know, some loyal viewers for sure, but not to sound like I'm 200, but the kids today are watching digital shows, YouTube, and podcasts. That's how they
big
get
time.
Their news. They don't sit in front of the television 8 o'clock at night anymore.
No.
That's why the advertising demo is, you know, dropping precipitously for all of these anchors. And so I do think for our ecosphere, where you and I now are, it's great that Tucker's leaving Fox, because he'll be another powerful voice, probably, in our space. And it's one less reason to tune into this stilted, let's face it, boring, predetermined way of programming the news that has to please Paul Ryan and Rupert Murdoch and Suzanne Scott. Why do we have to please them? Why can't we just deliver the news the way we want? Well, you and I now can, and Tucker's about to be there, too.
Yeah. Megan, one last question on Donald Trump. Bill said this really hurts the Trump campaign because Fox was so important the first time around.
I agree with him. I don't think it's any accident that clearly the Murdochs have turned on Trump. I mean, just read the Journal and the Post if you have any doubt.
Right.
And Tucker was an important voice for, I think Tucker loves the Trump fans. I don't think Tucker loves Trump. You know, I believe that behind the scenes text where he was looking forward to like not having to cover him every night.
Right.
But I think Tucker loves the Trump fans, and they know that at Fox. They don't have a more powerful voice who gets them than Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's any accident they got rid of Bongino and now
Tucker.
Tucker's going. There's not another person at Fox who gets the MAGA core the way Tucker does, and always has, by the way. Always has.
Megan, thanks a lot. We'll look forward to your show here in just a minute. If you are listening to us on XM Sirius, the Triumph Channel, 111, she follows this program, and she's always great. You can also get her wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch it on her YouTube.
One of the best measures of how corrupt a country is how rich its leaders get while they're in office. They're not so good at passing laws or governing, but they're great at investing.
Imagine if every American could make money off of war. In 103 days, that position ends up gaining around 103%. So she made, you know, $2 million plus her original two, so $4
million. I signed, co-sponsored a bill and made too much voluminous flare over it that I wouldn't be seated. So I shut up. The threats that fly around are just absolutely insane.
The Blaze Originals team traveled to Washington, D.C., home to one of the most brilliant financial minds in the world, Nancy Pelosi. In our documentary, Bought and Paid For, How Politicians Get Filthy Rich, we spoke to Reps Matt Gaetz and Chip Roy, George Santos, and the bane of D.C. elites, Unusual Whales, to expose how our elected officials are beating the stock market and, more importantly, what we can do. To watch today, go to congressgetsrich.com and use code RICH to get $30 off an annual subscription to Blaze TV
channel. Thanks so much, Megan. Appreciate it.
Great to talk to you, Glenn.
You bet. Bye-bye.